And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Urban Waste. Mucking about there, was it, Tony?
Not really.
That was Urban Waste from their album Recycled. We are playing a few tracks off this. They're a seriously rocking punk outfit, and I'm liking them, and the songs are all very politicised in this week of political upheaval, I suppose.
Yeah,
that's the bit when you say something, Tony. Sorry about having too much about conversations and that. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
It's okay.
Well done. So you got that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
What I'd like to know is, what is Urban Waste MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Urban Waste?
No, MySpace.com/Urban Waste NYC. Which makes it poorly being internet. Well, I'm Tony Neil. I know we've said that we're sort of not mentioning MySpace pages anymore, but when a band uses MySpace as their main thing, we're obviously still going to mention it. What we're doing now is the main port of call for the band, so you get some things on the way through. One thing, Tony, it does make your job a little bit harder, I suppose.
Yeah.
In that it's harder for you to guess.
Well, you know, variety, spice of life, isn't it? So yeah, that's fine.
That's my motto.
Yeah.
Who does that? There's a comic called Anthony King does that. He said, a friend of mine, he says to me, variety is the spice of life. That's my motto. And I said to him, so why do you always say it then? Well done, Anthony King. That's very funny. I'm sorry I've nicked your joke so early on in the show, but hey, you know, you've got more than one. As far as additional material goes this week, which is normally doing the first section of this show, it's written itself, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Because Osama bin Laden has been caught and shot and buried at sea in about 5 seconds.
All before I got out of bed.
Yeah, I didn't even know, because I was drunk in Bedford.
Oh, right.
I woke up the next day, turned on the TV and just went, ooh, fancy. It was like, the thing is, everything that happens with the US is always a conspiracy theory, isn't there?
Hmm.
There's always a conspiracy theory starts straight away, and the US just don't do themselves any favours, do they? I personally believe that Navy SEALs went into a military compound in northern Pakistan, caught Osama bin Laden, and after a gunfight, left everyone there for dead and buried them at sea in the Islamic tradition that it has to be done within 24 hours. I believe that.
Mm.
Most people believe that. But there's loads of people already going, well, if we don't see a body, it didn't happen. He's probably around there. He's probably living in Ohio. Right? And he's just going, look, he's not... I'd have loved it if they'd shot Elvis as well. Or if they'd shot him and they'd pulled his mask off and it was Lord Lucan. something like that. That would be a conspiracy theory. That would be brilliant. What's the general feeling in Nottinghamshire about Osama bin Laden?
No one's really mentioning it, really. No one's mentioned it at all.
Well, it has been a big week for Forest. The Div B's come thought 5-1, you know, that was almost as surprising as the Bin Laden news. Yeah. I tell you what, the local paper to me, The Comet, which came out last Thursday, had a quite surprising headline on the front page which said, "Horror of body found in bin."
Ooh.
That's right, Bin Laden. It could have been. Did The Comet have inside information on this? I don't know. Anyway, Tate, I've got a word of the week, but I'm going to save it for the next bit. Okay. Or even after that, maybe. Because I want to get on with the next track, because I got a very short email from Ambarance saying, "Have you seen this band? Oh my God, wow." With a link. So I followed that link. And that link sent me to a website. And that website had a load of clips of the band on it. And I looked at some of the clips and I went, oh, we've got to play this. It's a band called Here Come the Mummies. They're from the US. We think they might be from Nashville. Or I'm not entirely sure. But I can only describe them as a sort of comedy soul band who don't pull any punches. You'll see what I mean. I can't remember the full title of the track we're about to play, but I'm just calling it Pants. Because you can get 8 of their songs free on this website if you sign up to it. Now, I signed up to it to get the free songs so I could play one on the show. And so far, I've only received one email from the website saying, thanks for registering. So I don't think you're going to get loads of stuff from it. And if you like this song, you've got an EP's worth waiting for you. The band are called Here Come the Mummies. What's the website, Tony?
HereComeTheMummies.com.
It is. Just make of this what you will. This is Pants.
Saturday's coming quicker than you think. 48 to round day.
listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Yeah, that band, Here Come the Mummies. I think that song is actually titled Come in Your Pants.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to come in your pants. And every single song they do is out of order in some way, either about religion or sex or politics or whatever. They're just a really good laugh. And they all dress up as mummies. There's a big old sort of soul band dressed up as mummies singing about coming in their pants.
Nice.
It's like, I don't know, it's like a punky equation. It's the perfect punky mathematical sum. It had to happen. We will probably play something else on the coming weeks. I don't know, Tony. In the meantime, have you got any comments of any sort from anywhere?
I do.
Oh.
Surprisingly enough, a few from Podcast Alley, which may have come back from the dead again. We're not quite so sure.
Well, I have successfully voted this week, haven't I? But you're saying about, because I'm...
If you're logged in, you don't get an email confirmation. I think that's what... Well, that's certainly what was voted before, because I could still vote if I was logged in. But not... Most people don't have accounts, and they just go in and vote. So, I had an email from Fatboy, who said, it's fucked. So, and so he's got the same as me, but at the same time, somebody else had voted successfully, and I've got a couple more since then as well, so joy's out.
It's like the riddle of the sands, isn't it? The mystery of Podcast Alley.
Or it might just have been Easter, and maybe they come back after Easter and fixed it. I don't know.
That's also a really easy, sensible way of making it not in some way about the Sphinx, yeah.
True. But I've got three comments, and here they are. Terrible. Thank God, or whichever deity that might be it for you, that you invested in proper microphones.
That's deity, Tony.
Deity. Let's call the whole thing off.
I say, that God's looking rather trim. Yes, I've been on the slim fast plan.
That you invested in proper microphones. Just listened to an old episode before any of you had them, and it was terrible. Timo, the Grinch.
Well, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. I wouldn't bother listening to the old episodes. When did I get this mic?
At least a year ago.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, it can't be.
Must be.
Reckon?
Dad thought so, yeah. Well, there's a time we started doing this in a radio station. Then we did this in a recording studio.
Yeah, because it started off fine, fabulous.
There was probably at least a period of maybe a year when it wasn't quite up to scratch.
Which was when we were doing it by Skype, but
Skype without microphones. Yeah, because we also did it then and with proper microphones on a desk. Yeah, there wasn't many that was terrible. Not arguing with Mr. the Grinch, but
I wouldn't argue with Mr. the Grinch under any circumstances.
But I don't want to put people off going to old episodes because they're not that bad. I think there was just maybe a few that were a bit touchy on the.
Well, the music's still fine on them. It's just our chat might be a bit rubbish.
Yeah. But thanks for the comment, and it worked. So thank you very much. Let's see if this works. ... It does. Here are some of my favourite tunes from Punky over the years.
Nice.
Razorblade Kisses, Teddy Gurugamesh, Border, hang on a minute. Razorblade Kisses and Teddy. Gurugamesh and Border. Zombino and the Skeletones, Puke It Up. Incubus Succubus, Corn King. But there's so many great songs that I could possibly fill a whole podcast myself.
Hang on, am I allowed to guess who this might be from?
Yes. Yep.
Is it from Insane Star?
It is. How did you know?
Oh, I'm good. It just sounded a bit gothy.
Yeah, true.
Just sounded a bit gothy.
Thank you, Miss Star. That.
Still waiting on the knickers?
Yep.
Have you not got any either?
No.
Well, she's lax, isn't she?
I know.
Oh, we've won a lot, is it?
We do all this for free.
Just a pair of used knickers through the post once every 5 years. I don't think it's a lot to ask.
One last comment. 300! !! Almost 300 episodes, and I have been listening nearly the entire time. It would be great if you could play
Poor thing.
It would be great if you could play Goldblade on your theme of the show, since they were on the first Punky that I heard, and I've been listening to them ever since. Bill from New York.
Bill, that is an excellent idea. We're getting good quite shout. A list here. I like it.
It's a good shout.
Good songs.
And that's it for Podcast Alley.
Well, if you do, it is still the best way for you to let us know what songs you'd like, if you can leave a comment on there. If not, do go to our Facebook Punky Radio page. You just type in Punky Radio to the top. It's a page. You like it, and then you leave comments on there. We've had one new post on there this week, so I'll save the comments there for next week. Please do go on that. Most of you are on Facebook. All these things don't take long. It's not like we're asking you to write essays.
No.
No. I don't mean to be, you know, a bit school teachery about this, but it's a lot better when you get involved, basically. if it's just us two chatting breeze, man, it's just not as fun, is it?
No. We're interactive.
We are. I've got a band who are interactive, Tony.
Okay.
Pissant. Oh, I'm talking microphones. Speak up. You're listening to Dr. Slaggleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pissant from their album Speak Up, and it was a title track, Speak Up. We've already had a few people get in touch just saying how much they like this band. This album is very, very good. What I want to know is, Tony, what is... did I ask you what... I asked you here on the Mummy's website. You got it right, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Pissant's website?
Pissantmusic.com?
No, Pissant Music. No, it's piss-ant.com.
Right.
Like, probably being Internet 2, Tony 1. Did you do anything last week?
Didn't end up doing much apart from the older house hunting. We've been scouting the areas, trying to find suitable places.
And how many houses did you catch? And did you eat any of them, or did you throw them back?
No, we just had a look at one of them, and then threw it back.
Right.
But we've just looking at areas more or less, and you know, we see one house today. It's getting there, slowly taking off. It's just a long process, and bloody expensive.
Yeah, what houses and that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother. I did loads last week.
Yeah, as you do.
I went to a party in London on Wednesday night last week, and I was walking up Charing Cross Road, and I walked past Adam Ant.
Ah.
It was fantastic. It was the highlight of my life so far. Ant Music, first song I ever bought. Waited 31 years to see him. Walked past him in the street. He was dressed up as Adam Ant, which was handy. I was walking up the road, and I went, God, that bloke's dressed up like Adam Ant. Well, he looks like Adam Ant. Oh, it's Adam Ant. And by the time I got up alongside him, all I could think to say was, well, that'll be Adam Ant then, which I said out loud and carried on walking. Looked round and he disappeared into the crowd, and that was it. Gone, Adam Ant gone. That's me and Adam Ant done. That's the chance, the one chance ever. I know I'm going to be seeing him end of May on stage, but that was probably the closest I'll ever get to the man ever, and all I could think to say was, oh, that'll be Adam Ant then. What a legend I am. However, keeping up unusual punk happenings. Saturday night. Never mind about the wedding. Saturday night, I went to Club 85 in Itchen. I was planning to go to Lord Muck's Nasty Grind to go and see the Electric Cocks, the 1007s, and Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. But then I also got invited to a thing in Itchen. It made a lot more sense to go there. And it was the Pistols, the Sex Pistols tribute act that I know, and a band called Strontium Dog, and a band called Minister's Dead, and this double act I don't want to talk about.
Okay.
No, because they were just so terrible.
Oh, right. Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, awful. I got angry and left, and then I came back. Anyway, the Pistols were, as usual, brilliant. Halfway through the gig, the bloke playing bass, a.k.a. Sid Vicious, whispers into the lead singer, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten's ear, I am busting for a piss. And he said, well, you better go then. So it just left the stage and they stopped. The gig stopped and they said, he's got to go for a piss. We'll have to wait for him. You know, these guys aren't getting any younger. So the whole gig grinds to a halt where the bass player goes for a piss. The lead singer doesn't really know what to do. So what should we do now? And the drummer, Toby, says, Paul B. Edwards is in the crowd. Why don't you get him to do a bit of comedy? And so everyone went, yeah, like that. And I had to fucking get on halfway through the Sex Pistols and do 5 minutes of stand-up. Right, it went really well. I was worried. There were enough people in the crowd that had seen before, so I got a bit of a cheer, which made everyone else in the crowd sort of listen. You know, it's like when you go and see a band, when while someone on stage is talking, most people have a chat with each other.
Yeah.
It was like that. They did all stop and listen to me do 5 minutes of stand-up, which went down really quite well.
Nice. Right.
So when I got to the punchline of the joke I was doing, just as the bass player came back from the toilet, and I just jumped back into the crowd, they kicked up, started off again, like I'd never happened, I thought. Right. After the gig, I was standing outside, and these two blokes walked out, and one said, mate, you absolutely smashed it. You were better than the Pistols. And I really don't think I was. I think I just got up and told a joke. It did, however, get me the attention of three women.
Ooh.
Three women, one of which I know vaguely, having met once, I think. And they were very entertaining. And they said, why don't you come back to our house? We've got some booze.
Ooh.
And I said, well, three women, booze, early hours of the morning. By then, I'd missed the last train by then. I went, yeah, all right. So I went back to their house, where the one that invited me back, whose house it was, sort of passed out pretty much straight away, ooh, face down on the kitchen floor. One of the other two girls dragged her off to bed, which left me with one of the other girls in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Who said, right, gin and tonic. I went, brilliant idea. She came back swearing. He said, what are you swearing about? She said, no tonic. I went, oh, that's awful. He said, it's all right, though. I've got these. And threw a pint glass. Well, didn't throw. Handed me a pint glass. And as she said it with a big smile on her face, went, it's a new drink. I went, what's it called? She went, gin and cider.
Oh, shit.
A pint of gin and cider. Then she went off to bed with the other two girls. I'm left downstairs. So I go in the lounge and sleep on the sofa in the lounge, where I'm woken up the next morning when one of the girls came downstairs, walked into the lounge, went, oh my God, and walked out again, and then went upstairs and went, girls, there's a bloke in the lounge. And they went, no, there's not, don't be silly. They didn't even know I'd come back. They must have been so much more out of it than I was. So then they all came downstairs to have a look at the bloke in the lounge to work out who it was. I thought they were going to walk in with fucking kitchen knives or something. and then everything was all right, and we had a coffee and sat around in the garden. It's been so nice, hot weather, isn't it? And sat around in the garden, everything was all right. And I left about, oh God, not long before lunchtime, went around Limburgs, he gave me a lift home.
Cool.
Worked out all right. I've actually done a lot over the last few days, but I haven't got time to go through it all now, because I want to get on with the next song. Is that all right?
That's cool.
Next song, one of the bands on Saturday night that I saw, and we played before on the show, called Minister's Dead. Now, there's quite a few little punky links here, because the lead singer of Minister's Dead, Matt, is also the lead singer of the Bleach Boys. Mm. But Minister's Dead is sort of his main project. The Bleach Boys are someone else's band, and he sings in them, really. I mean, he writes some of the songs, but he's not in them. This is his baby, right? And he's the members of this band make up former bands, Flaccid and the Kramers, and, you know, bands we've played on the show before. And they brought out a new EP, which was recorded by Doily out of the Klingons, at his Camden Recording Studios in London. So it all comes round to basically saying we've got to play them, not least because saw them on Saturday night and they are probably the best band I've seen this year.
Wow.
Absolutely fantastic. Of all the bands that Matty's been in, I reckon these might be the ones that he really gets somewhere with. They're really good. The songs are really great. I'm going to prove it to you now by playing one just before I do. What is the MySpace page of Minister's Dead?
MySpace.com/MinistersDead.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 2. This is great. This is Dead Inside.
Bye.
There comes a time when I took so much piss that I have to say, that was that, this is this. Was Mama Rosine versus Hip Bone Slim and the Knee Tremblers and a track called Getting High.
Cool.
So far this week, we've had a drug bust, we've come in our pants, we've been told to speak up, we've died inside, and now we're getting high. This is quite a joke. This is off their new album on Voodoo Rhythm Records, which is obviously two bands collaborating with each other, and it's really, really good. What I want to know is, what are the MySpace pages of both Hipbone Slim and Mama Rosine?
MySpace.com/Hipbone Slim and the Knee Tremblers.
No, MySpace.com/Hipbone Slim.
Oh, bollocks. And MySpace.com/Mama Rosine.
Yes, so we both get a point there. So what's that now? Paulie B and the Internet?
3-3.
It's 3-3, is it?
I think it was 2-2-4. Sure, so yeah, 3-3, yeah.
Was it? Oh, yeah. 3-3 all. Oh, what an excellent week. Yeah, do try and track that down and do check out Voodoo Rhythm Records. Got some fabulous bands on them. Really, really weird. I didn't realise how much I'd been sent. I had a bit of a clear out of the CD box and I just found an absolute load of really weird and wonderful stuff you don't hear anywhere else, basically. But I like everything else on Punky, of course. Now then, you got any gigs for us? Oh, by the way, if I hadn't said, you're listening to the Planet Smash Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay. Then yes, I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar.
Yes. The week of the gigs at 12 bar. Denmark Street in London. And here we go, Wednesday night, 4th of May. El Dorado and support. How much is that?
£6.
It is. Thursday, 5th of May. John Byrne and the Victims. How much is that one?
Thanks, Pam.
It is. Friday, 6th of May, the Johns and more to be confirmed. It's a London Calling night.
It'll so be great. See you later, from Punky.
And how much is that?
£6.
It is. And Saturday, 7th of May, Embrace Destruction, No Second Chance, Enter Your Crisis, and more acts to be announced. Ruction Records night. Sounds pretty heavy. How much is
that? Sounds pretty deadly.
Yeah. What do you reckon?
£6.
Yep. And Sunday, 8th of May, Jam Night.
This is when it all starts going wrong on the prizes for me. Once you get to Sunday, I have a good start on the £6 and then it all goes awry.
You're not wrong. It's Jam Night with special guests. Rapscallion presents. It's a funky flavoured session featuring musical talent from the neighbourhood and beyond.
It's quite a big neighbourhood, isn't it? We talked about that last week. It's a neighbourhood, London.
True.
They're drawing on the talent of 9 million people, most of whom seem to have fucking ukuleles these days.
Oh, really? Is this for the duo that won't be named?
No, nothing to do with them.
Oh, okay.
But they'd fit into an acoustic night. They weren't right for the gig, to be fair to them.
Right.
They weren't the right band for the... This was a punk gig, and they're not a punk band. Okay. So, they have their worth, just not when I'm around.
Well, how much would you pay for Jam?
Well, in the supermarket, yeah, I can get it for about £1. £3.
It is. £3.
Oh. Right, now anything could happen.
Monday, 9th of May, Remedy and Jack Hatch and more to be confirmed. How much do you think that is? Monday night.
Yeah. So you've thrown me on this before.
Yeah.
£6.
£5.
Oh, nearly went £5.
And finally, Tuesday, next Tuesday.
They do appear to be calling them £5 Mondays now, don't they?
Do they?
It's a couple of fivers on a Monday.
Yeah, there's been a couple of fivers. But next Tuesday, Spencer Maybe and guests. It's a Spencer Maybe Tuesday. There you go.
It is a Spencer Maybe Tuesday. Spencer Maybe seems to be there occasionally as well, doesn't he?
Mm.
Yeah, so
he's doing this for himself, maybe. What?
How much like sisters. £6.
It is £6. There you go.
I've only got one wrong. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. There you go. That's it.
There I go indeed. Well done. That concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12. But you know how last week when you were on about one of the bands, I think it might be one of the bands on at the London Calling Night or where it was. So no, a band in Watford maybe, a gig you read out anyway. There was a band called Freedom Faction.
Yes.
And I said, I think we've played them before. And you said, oh, have we? And I said, yes. And we have.
Okay.
We've actually played two tracks on it before from a 5-track EP. That is the only thing I've got by them. I have very little information about them. But we have already played Blah 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 and Viva La Punk. We haven't played the last track on it. We're going to rectify that now. What do I know is, what is Freedom Faction's website?
Freedomfaction.com.
No, freedomfaction.co.uk. That was very close. Paulie B and Internet 4, Tony 3. But this website really only has some links to other places you can get them, but it is the main portal. So we've gone there first. Enjoy this. Come up and get it.
I see you.
Irish Freedom Faction. Tony, you're listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
It's okay.
Freedom Faction, if you do hear this show and you have any new material you'd like sent to us, please do send it to the P.O. Box, which is Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266, Letchworth, Hertfordshire, SG69BR. There you go, on top of my head.
Nice.
And I've never sent anything to myself. That's quite good. I don't think so, anyway. I should do that. If I want to be on the show, I should maybe send me something.
It's all appreciated, isn't it?
Once I've had a listen to it, if I decide it's all right, I might play it. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
Don't think so. No. No.
You really are an inspiration to us all. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
An inspiration. But I was supposed to be doing loads this week. It's all fallen apart. As things stand, all I'm doing is Saturday night, the last minute comedy, new comedian of the year competition in Holsworthy in Devon.
Okay.
If you type in ha ha Holsworthy, Holsworthy, into the internet, you'll find out all the details about it. Got a brilliant lineup. We've done all the heats, did the runners up final on Sunday, which was hilarious. And then I DJ'd for an hour afterwards. Or rather, what I did was stand next to the DJ, Roch, with my list of songs and say, stick this on. But of course, obviously, because one's already playing, then I stick one on that's going to be the next one, but then he wants the next one lined up, if that makes sense. I was always a song behind, by which time I'd forgotten what song was going to come on. So I'd dance to a song that I really, really liked with other people. Then I'd jump back in the DJ booth, ready to tell him what to put on next. Then he'd put the next song. I went, oh, I love this. And I'd jump back and dance again. Not realising, of course I did. I'd chosen it. That was good fun. This Saturday, the lineup is as follows. Let's see if I remember this off the top of my head as well. Kate Lucas, Justin Panks, Ignacio Lopez, Valter Meish, I think. Luke Graves, Chris Purchase, and Steph Lane did it. Cool. And they're all brilliant, mate. They're all really, really good. And it promises to be an excellent show. Tickets are £10. If you are in the Devon area, do try and get to that show. It's going to be really, really good. Oh, I did a gig in Tiverton last night, just quickly drove to Devon and back, and that was really good fun. Sunday I was supposed to be doing a gig in Chigwell, but it's had to be postponed for a month. There's a last minute shout. I might have another gig on Sunday night, but I don't know about it yet, so I can't actually tell you about it yet. So that is what I'm doing. So I am going to be spending this week doing a bit more writing on the things I should have been writing over the last 11 days, but I've just been getting, well, you know, drunk. So I'm now off the booze until Saturday. There we go. No booze for Paul till Saturday. I've got fruit, I've got veg. I'm going to get that body back. I'm going to kick that liver into life. Give those kidneys the rest they deserve.
Nice.
Here's a band that would never give your kidneys a rest they deserve, Tony. Urban Voodoo Machine. You'll see why. This is Always Out.
Break my heart. I said I break my heart now.
was Urban Voodoo Machine, Tony, from their album Bourbon Soaked Gypsy Blues Bop and Stroll. Now, I do realise that it did take me just a second to read that because I've forgotten to put any lights on in my flat and it's got a bit dark.
Right.
This is another fantastic album. What can I say? They're a 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 piece. We've already had Mummies on the show this week. One of their drummer is dead. And, or appears to be dead. Anyway, he's not actually. He's not Bin Laden dead. He's dressed up as a zombie. I'm going to tell you his name because the lineup of the band is absolutely fantastic. The band lineup are as follows: Paul Rooney Angel, Nick Marsh, Barney Hollington Esquire, Dr. Lloyd Gomez DeVille.
Nice.
The Reverend Gavin Smith, Slim, Jerry, John Mongo Whitney, and the late J. Roney Moe, who is the drummer, who for all intents and purposes appears to be very, very dead. So you think he has some pretty useful rhythms there from the other side. Very, very good album. They're playing in May. They're playing May the 17th at Dingwalls in London. And I was going, but I can't now. I've got gigs in Croatia.
Wow.
Which I wasn't expecting. I'll tell you all about those next week. We got a word of the week that I've completely forgotten to do all the way through. Now, the other week, did I tell you about a bush shouting at me?
Yes.
I did, right.
Yeah.
The night that a bush shouted at me, I didn't tell you what I was called. No, it wasn't. It was the night. No, sorry, it wasn't. I'm such a fool. When I bumped into Adamant in the street and then went to my mate Gav's birthday party on Old Compton Street in London, one of the guys there is a guy who's been, he's an actor on a BBC Three show whose name escapes me at the moment, but he's going to be starting in Hollyoaks in September.
Okay.
I can't remember his name. He's a lovely bloke, he's quite short, and he's a really good laugh. But he was talking to a girl who, when I was introduced to them, Gav, his brother, said, "This is Paul. He runs a burlesque night." And she said to me, "Oh, that's fantastic. I'm doing burlesque lessons at the moment." And I went, "Great." She said, "Do you think my boobs are too big?" And I said, "In the context of what?" Because as far as context go, I don't think there's an upper limit.
No.
I don't think there's an upper limit, right? I said, in the context of burlesque, then no, there's plenty of room for ladies of a more comely persuasion. But it was quite a nice first, you know, and as introductions go, they don't get a lot better. And so I sort of obviously couldn't help but go, "Listen, I've got no problem with that." Like that. And he said, and the bloke said, "You're a bit quirky, aren't you?" I said, "Yes." He said, "You're a bit pervy as well." I went, "Yes, I'm quirky and pervy. I'm quirky." And that is the word of the week I've been trying to get around to for pretty much the whole show, as I lose my voice in this last section. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, by the way, if you do have an idea for word of the week, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email word of the week. But let's face it, none of you email me anymore. I think we're doing this show to ourselves.
Seems to be. No one's emailing me twats either. Please do email me your twats. I need them more than you know. I want the twats.
I just need knickers, but I don't get those either.
No. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email me now, tony@punkyradio.com. Type your email, is a twat. It's easy.
It is, but it's not there. Have you got anything else to say instead?
Just a reminder about the 300th show, and a semi-interesting fact about the 300th show.
Yeah.
We're recording on the 24th of May, so we've got 3 weeks to get any emails in for that. But did you know, 21st of May, the world's going to end.
The world is going to end?
The world's
going to
end. Well, Judgment Day.
You seem very sure.
Well, I've read it on the internet.
There's a lot of other people reckon it's going to end in 2012 and that aliens are going to come to a mountain in France. We've all got to go and get there.
No,
we discussed this.
God says it's going to end sooner than that. Oh, no.
I believe the French over God. And that's saying something.
Oh, no, right. I heard it the other day. Someone mentioned it 21st of May 2011 as Judgment Day, so I googled it and apparently they're right. It's some kind of 7,000 year anniversary since Noah's flood.
Right.
And they're saying that 7 days is actually 1 day is 1,000 years, 7,000 years, world's gonna end. You can't beat the math. So, you know.
Yeah, you could say maths.
Maths, father.
Yeah, I know the phrase is do the math, man, do the math. Math. But that's for people who can't say math.
That's the problem you've got with this, you know, not the world ending, just the way I say math.
Americans. Maybe. Right, well, in that case then, there's not really a lot of point advertising. 300th show. Looks like we're only going to get to 299. Should the world not end? We still have a few gaps for suggestions for your favourite songs down the years, for which we're going to play on the 300th show. Should we still be here? Do email your suggestions to polybeat@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com or in your voter podcast alley or on the comment you're going to leave on our Facebook page. Just however you like, just do it. So far we've only got 3 confirmed as far as I'm concerned, because we're only having 1 from each listener. So I mean, you can send us more than that, but I'll pick one. We're going to have Zombina and the Skeletones, obviously. We're going to have a Goldblade track. I haven't decided which one yet, so you can maybe suggest which one's your favourite. And we've already had the first request was for Newtown Centre's Sir Dance-a-Lot. I said I was going to play one of my own, but if we haven't got room for it, I'll say one of my own favourites. We'll take the listeners' choices over ours. So there's 5 left. Yeah. I mean, we'll pick one each ourselves in case. But yeah, as it goes, there's 5 left, so get on with it. Right, last track this week, Tony. This is a band that really do get on with it, but rather confusingly, when I saw them at Strummer Camp last May, I interviewed them and they said to me that was probably the last gig they were ever going to do because they were going to split up. But then judging by the internet, as of March of this year, they are very much still going. But maybe they're planning to do a last gig on the 20th of May. Just, you know, to get one last in before everything goes wrong. They are, of course, the Dangerfields, Tony. Brilliant band. This is from the only album they've brought out since 1995, but they have managed 4 EPs since then, and this is called Born to Rock. And some of the tracks they on this album they did play at Strum Camp last year. They're absolutely brilliant. What I know is, Tony, what is the Dangerfields MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ the Dangerfields.
It is, which makes it poorly being internet 4, Tony 4, because we had the extra one, but I forgot about Urban Voodoo Machine, didn't I? What is Urban Voodoo Machine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Urban Voodoo Machine.
No! I've tricked you again. It's MySpace.com/ The Urban Voodoo Machine. Poorly being Internet 5, Tony 4. This is the Dangerfields Maniac.
You see the look on his face? Like a wild animal.
Wild animal, like a madman. We'll be right back.
That's Maniac, Tony. Really great band. Again, another band on the show that I have seen. I do like it when I've seen the bands we play. It's absolutely, and they are great, really, really great. Thanks very much for listening. We haven't even mentioned iTunes, have we, at all this week?
No.
Maybe you could just remind people of something that can really help us to get more listeners, which helps the bands to get heard by more people, which means that everyone does better out of it.
Yep. Please do give us your iTunes reviews. It's free to do. You'll need an iTunes account. The best way to do all of this is go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up our music store page on iTunes where you can log in. And when you do log in, you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. As I say, the few iTunes reviews help move up the featured rankings of iTunes very easily. So please do
it's
get your reviews
in. It's a
mystery
as to why, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't think many people do it. I think many podcasts don't get reviews, so I think a handful do make a massive difference.
Yeah.
And if you're in the UK or US, we'll read them out. If you're not, email them through to tony@punkyradio.com and we'll still read them out. Because we only monitor those two.
Yeah, excellent. And as usual, we're asking for all the usual stuff. If you've got a poem you'd like us to read out, send them to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, either Comedy Suburbs or Poetry Corner. Send us whatever you want.
Yeah.
We'll probably read it out. Thanks very much for listening. Have a lovely week. I might see one or two of you in Devon on Saturday. Tone, have a great week house hunting. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns, yeah.